You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
On this Red Table Talk,
I couldn't forgive anyone. If they crossed the line with me, if they didn't stick up for me, it's like out, 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 out.
I'm sitting here with a whole different Chelsea right now.
And that was after my father dragged me out of their house by my hair.
Did you feel like you were the white girl that was gonna come in and fix the family?
I went up to her and I slapped her on the butt.
Oh, really?
And yeah, and she said, black women have been defined by their hair and their asses for ages. You have no right to touch my body.
This is just such classic white privilege right here.
Yes, can we get the gate?
Yes, sir.
Very excited to be on the Red Table today. This is serious. Can you say on Red Table? I hope so. If not, I'm at the wrong show. Things like that pop out of my mouth so easily.
The last time I saw Chelsea was at her show.
Oh, okay. I'm at Jada Pinkett Smith's house.
Great thing about Chelsea is that she's a straight shooter. It's hard to find people, specifically white people,
that want to talk about
it.
You know, mommy used to always tell us, when you're born white, you're born with your foot in the door, and that's real talk. That's the truth.
Right. A lot of white people don't feel like that, though.
Okay, well,
so, yeah.
Moving on. Ladies, ladies, ladies.
Chelsea, hi! Hey, beautiful! What's up, Mama?
You know, I call you Gammy.
Oh, everybody calls me Gammy. Nice. Welcome to the table, Chelsea. Yes.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm really, really excited to have you here because
white privilege,
this is the topic that we talk about a lot. And I know you're a straight shooter.
All right, I hope I don't screw it up too badly
for you. No, you won't. You will not screw it up at all. I'm telling you, it's going to be good. So my understanding is that you kind of had a space in your life where you really had to kind of deal with some of your anger and really look at some internal issues that brought you to explore white privilege.
Well, I had a big shift in therapy. I came from a lot of anger. Like, I was very tough, very like, I can take care of myself. I don't need a man. I don't need babies. Back
right.
off.
Right.
You know, I just had this huge
kind of shield up around me, which didn't allow vulnerability until I went to therapy and learned that I was mourning the loss of my brother from 9, and I was still pissed about that. Mm. I didn't know anger is your cover for being in deep pain.
Right.
I'm sorry that I'm 44 and just learning about this now, but better late to the party than never to show up at all.
Right.
One day, my psychiatrist walked in and handed me an orange, and I remember seeing my body like I was revolted that a man handed me something. And then I was like, oh, you hate men doing anything nice for you. And when he handed it to me, I just became undone. I said, I need to tell you about the day my brother died and what happened to my family, because him handing me something, just doing something, he picked an orange off of his tree in his backyard and gave it to me, and it was the nicest thing any man has done for me.
Right.
So I'm peeling the orange, I'm, you know, foaming at the mouth, I'm like slobbering. It was the first time I was able to release my pain. Wow. Release my anger. I didn't know that I was mad at my brother for dying. Ooh. I thought I was upset or hurt and that I was okay and I had put it away.
Are you comfortable sharing what happened to your brother?
Oh, yeah. So I was the youngest of six. He was the oldest. His name was Chet. Right. We did everything together. And he went on a trip to go hiking in the Grand Tetons. And he fell. So the night before he left, he said he was coming back and said to me, I'll never leave you with this family. Like, talking about my parents, because they were a little bit. And that was the last conversation I had.
Right.
But yeah, you know, we get stuck in victimhood also. Yeah. You want to blame somebody else for bad things. Guess how many other people's brothers died?
Yeah. Millions.
Millions. You know? When I had a professional explain that to me, that I had spent my last 30-some years being angry at men for disappointing me.
Wow.
I was like, well, that makes perfect sense. Why I can't be with somebody and why I need to do everything on my own and, you know, no dependence. I don't want to depend on anyone. People can depend on me and I'll show up, show up, show up, show up. But no one, I can never depend on another person.
Right.
Did you find that your rage affected your relationships with men?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would, you know, if they didn't do something wrong, I'd make sure they did.
Oh, God.
You know, I'll frame I will frame a mother. Like, listen, I know what's going to happen here. So let me just set this up so I can dump you. You know?
Isn't that deep?
Yeah. Impulsiveness. Really bad impulsiveness and very, just fly off the handle, you know, break up with somebody, get back together with them the next day. Never really had a healthy, I've had some two long-term relationships, but I wouldn't describe either one of them as healthy.
Yes. Right.
I couldn't forgive anyone. If they crossed the line with me, if they weren't a loyal friend, if they didn't stick up for me, it's like out, 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 out.
Right.
And then eventually you're like, well, who's here?
Yeah.
Left.
Exactly.
It's like, it's nice to be an adult for the first time in my life.
Yeah, I feel like that I'm just now entering an adult relationship with Will.
Will.
After 23 years, we finally are learning to have an adult relationship.
I feel so different than I've ever felt before. Now I'm on stage, I don't drink before I go on stage anymore. Like, I used to just be like, whatever. The second show would be gone, and I'd be like, that's vaguely memorable. You know, I just didn't have any respect for my own art.
Yeah. Are there people in your life that you feel like you need to make amends to?
I've made amends with some people in my life. You know, like, that's not comfortable for me, you know?
Right.
I definitely am.
Yeah, I think it's probably not comfortable for most of
us. It's not.
Yeah.
So I resist it.
Yeah, for me, just in my process too, recognizing places where I might have hurt people and looking at where I've been a mean girl, looking at where I've been a mean wife, a mean mom, just mean, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's so funny because, you know, I never really looked at myself as being mean.
Really? Look,
I know. Don't be like that.
No, you don't know. That's that.
No, but that's the thing in our family. We're considered the mean ones in the family. Absolutely.
And I've really been working on that.
And I have been working on that for years. It's really, really hard to shake.
And I had to dismantle that a long time ago because I didn't want to behave like that. I want to be a girl's girl. That's how I grew up, a sister. So I wanted to be a sister to everybody, not just the women I like.
Right.
You know, you don't have to be best friends with everybody, as my best friend Mary McCormick says. Probably telling me to get the hell away from her. But you don't have to be best friends with everybody, but you have to be a sister to everybody.
Listen, I'm sitting here with a whole different Chelsea right now, which is great. I'm like, look at Miss Chelsea over here. Miss Chelsea's been doing her work, honey. So as part of her evolution, Chelsea made a controversial documentary, Hello, Privilege, It's Me, Chelsea, about a difficult topic.
I'm clearly the beneficiary of white privilege. I want to know how to be a better white person to people of color.
We need to talk to people who are white and stop asking black people to solve our problems.
Do you think it exists?
I wouldn't say it's totally non-existent, but it's not something that I see very commonly.
But would you see it if you're white?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Ooh, girl.
Yeah. I had to get therapy before I shot this.
I understand.
But I had to learn how to sit instead of talk.
Sit and listen.
So when you looked back at it, did you feel any guilt in regards to white privilege?
Yes. Do you know when you look at your life and you looked at being rewarded, even in Hollywood, for my bad behavior, which was considered bad, but I was being rewarded. Like, a black girl would never have gotten
her own show for telling
celebrities how stupid they were.
Never.
Like, I would go to Mixed Nuts, which was a black comedy club, and I had this black best friend, Chandrella, and I'd always go to her club, but she could never come to my club.
Wow.
She could, but she wouldn't get spots. I mean, just the examples, when I go back and reflect, I'm like, oh, you idiot. This is da-da-da-da-da. Like,
right.
Wake the f*** up. You are a beneficiary of white privilege to such a degree, like, you are the American white dream.
Got it.
Yeah. I didn't go to college, didn't think I needed to, couldn't bother, you know?
Right.
Just thought I was like, oh, I've got something to say. I'm sure people will be interested in that.
So I want to know that moment where your heart cracked open and there was a level of compassion that made you just go, Chelsea, we have to understand how we're participating in this white privilege idea.
Okay, Tyshawn, my ex-boyfriend from high school, I dated him for 2 years. I got pregnant a couple of times. I lived with his family. His mother was a crackhead at the time.
Right.
She was on and off drugs.
Right.
She was sober, and so I was always helping out at the house. I mean, I don't know what the hell I thought I was doing there. I was 16 years old, you know?
Did you feel like, did you have that kind of white savior thing happening going on with you when you moved into his house? Did you feel like you were the white girl that was going to come in and fix the family?
No, I think I came in, you know, in my family, I was the problem child.
Okay.
And I think in their family, I wasn't. I was the good one.
Okay.
And I liked that. Mm. I liked being the responsible one. His mom would go out all night and leave me with her two little twins.
Yeah, see, that's a little bit of the white savior in there.
Well, yeah, but at that age, it
that's
wouldn't
not
be that.
You're not doing that.
Now it would be, but I wanted to be helpful. Like, I was finally helpful in a household.
Right.
I was congratulating myself at that age. Like, I don't care about color. I love these people. I loved his family. That was what I was focused on. I wasn't thinking about him because I was up my own ass for a very long time.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, instead of my sister saying these words to me, you know how easy it was for you to go into his world and leave. Think about what it would be like to bring him into your world and how long he would last there.
Right.
And that was, you know, after my father dragged me out of their house by my hair at that point.
You got in trouble a lot when we were together, and I was always not able to skirt out of the trouble.
That's right.
Like, I remember getting pulled over like four or five times on my way home to the house when I had been drinking. I had like five people in the car, and every single time I got through it.
No, but you had the complexion for the connection.
Wow, I was in some pretty hairy situations that I never, ever paid the price for.
Never.
Tyshawn wasn't dealing drugs initially. At the end, he was.
Right.
But getting caught, you know, three times with weed, he got arrested all three times, and I was let go.
Right.
At the time, white privilege didn't occur to me. At the time, I thought, oh, I have a great personality, like, and I'm cute. Like, that must be it. It didn't occur to me until I had to go back and actually look at that.
Right.
I grew up thinking the police were there to protect me.
Right.
That's not how people of color grow up. They don't think of that.
Not at all.
The getting pulled over is a life or death experience. Life or death.
Right.
I've been pulled over and yelled at the officers.
Right.
Yelled, like, what do you think you're doing? You know, this was before I was famous, just out of my entitlement. Just been like, you can't arrest me. My father was a used car dealer. I don't know what I was even talking about. But I was just like, and you know, and it worked. I was just like, had this mouth on me and I could, and I thought, oh yeah, like police are safe.
Mm. I had a lot of revelation in watching your documentary. Seeing how white people could actually be confused by the idea of white privilege and why there would be some white people that believe that white privilege is non-existent.
So what we're filming is a documentary on white privilege to see if it exists or if it's a fantasy that people are just making up in their heads. What do you think?
I think it's something they're making up in their heads.
You don't think it exists?
No. I had the same privileges that the other guys had. And
What other guys?
Other guys, black, white, Hispanic.
Right.
I think everybody makes their own choices.
You were surprised about that.
I was surprised.
Really?
Yes. Because privilege to a lot of people is related to money.
Money.
Mm-hmm. That's how I thought of it.
Right.
Right. And I read a line in a book that said, to many people, equality feels like a loss.
Right.
And that's the moment. That was the line. I'm very big on one line takeaways.
Right.
Equality feels like a loss. And then I thought, what would I be willing to give up in the name of equality?
Right.
If you were to say to me, hey, give me your house and everything's going to be fair and equal.
Right.
Sure. Of course I would.
Right.
But what would individuals who have nothing to give be okay with giving?
Right.
I feel like if you're born white, you're born with your foot in the door.
Absolutely.
I've sat down and broken bread with underprivileged white people, right? So I could see how there would be white people in America that would say, I don't know how I'm paying my bills. I don't know how I'm going to get my kid into college. Privilege? I'm out here struggling. What are you talking about?
Right.
And I think that's a defining word, though, struggle. I've had hard times in my life, but I've never struggled to eat, to have food on the table, worried about my next job in a real way.
Right. But there are a lot of white people in this country that do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying white people don't struggle. Absolutely. But that's a good word to use. And it is kind of intimidating because people don't want to get out of their comfort zones.
Mm,
that people who say, I don't see racism, it's because you don't know any black people. So when would you witness it?
So have you come up with a definition that you feel really describes white privilege?
And I always use the example that, you know, going into a grocery store as a white person is totally different than going into the grocery store as a black person. No one's looking at you to screw up. No one's looking at you to take something. No one suspects anything. Do you know how many times I've walked out of grocery stores because the line was too long and I didn't feel like waiting? I was like, this is annoying. I'm just going to take it and shoplifted. I mean, talk about entitlement and privilege. I just knew I wouldn't get caught.
But when you were talking to that group of Republican women in the documentary, to me, that was...
Come on, I can't even get it out.
I felt like, are you living under a rock? There was not only an unawareness, but an...
A righteousness about it,
righteousness
too.
And just unconcern.
Yeah.
I didn't get anywhere by being white and having a privilege. I got there because I worked my ass off.
Right.
So.
Okay, I can respect that.
Yeah.
What's your situation?
My take on the white privilege thing is, I mean, if we're going to say there's white privilege, then you would have to say that there's some form of privilege for any race or any gender, any religion. If you're an attractive woman, you have a privilege. I think there's all different kinds of privileges. I mean, I don't know if privilege is the right word.
Do you think black people have privilege?
In every race, like
have,
I said, in
privilege.
Every
what
shape.
What kind of privilege do people of color get?
They get college admission now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a big one.
That's a big
and
one,
they,
yeah.
A certain percentage have to be hired.
You think that's wrong?
Not that that's wrong, but to really feel like you need to hire someone based on their skin color, it seems wrong.
Isn't it kind of the right thing to do to say, hey, let's give people who we were oppressing for so long a little bit of a head start, a little bit of an opportunity since we've all benefited from those opportunities? I know you don't think that you have. I definitely think I've benefited from the color of my skin. I don't think I would have gotten away with my career if I were a black girl.
Part of me thinks... it's time to move on and not get off and quit talking about it.
This country, we're in a really, really bad space right now. And, you know, I think a lot of us just are like, just throw up our hands and don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
If any of those women had any black friends, somebody in their life that's black that they actually loved, right? I mean, love
deeply. Which obviously
deeply,
they do not.
Would they have the same
right
ideas?
But if you have no close relationship with anybody black, then you're going to be like, oh, white privilege.
I don't think you will know.
Right.
Right. And I think
and
a lot of
this whole attitude about racism, it's minimal, right. And they just need to get over it. What?
Right. Yeah. That is. I mean, that's incensing, obviously, and it's also, you know, they don't want to be blamed for, you know, their ancestors.
Right.
It's like if you can't admit it.
Right.
You know, you're resisting the idea that it's happening. So there is no shame in saying, yes, this is an epidemic. This is terrible. This is a result of, you know, of our history. And we have to fix it. Like, until everybody can come to the table and say, hey, yeah, this is going on now. Teach me. Learn. Let's learn. Because that's how I feel. I want to learn more and more and more and do the right thing.
I had a white friend the other day who said something that was offensive that she didn't know was offensive about another black person's features. And I had to pull my girlfriend over, and I was like,
you can't do that.
And she said, tell me what I did.
Yeah.
I said, you're Jewish. If I had said, I could tell that you're Jewish because of your nose.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. And I know you're not going to like this. But I'm going to tell you because it was a learning point. But I have done things like that in my life. This black woman was standing up singing a song, and I went up to her, and I said, oh, my God, that was beautiful. And I hugged her, and I slapped her on the butt.
Oh.
Really?
And, yeah.
I'm shocked and appalled right now.
You should be.
Yeah, you are.
And so is she. And she said, black women have been defined by their hair and their asses for ages. You have no right to touch my body.
Right.
And she said, it's not about your intention. It's about the reception.
Yeah.
And that was, oh, it doesn't matter. I smack everybody on the ass. I smack my sisters. I shouldn't be. I shouldn't be smacking anybody on their body because it's disrespectful because I'm not taking into account other people's experiences.
Right.
So that was another light bulb moment. So now when I'm like, when people are like, well, I didn't mean anything by it. It's like, it doesn't matter if you didn't mean anything by it. It was received that way.
Right.
Yeah. You can't deny that, that somebody's feeling badly because of your action.
Yes. Yeah, this is just such classic white privilege right here. It's because it's how you move about in the world.
Right.
It's just a total unawareness.
Right.
Totally,
right.
Yeah.
That for me and probably my generation that we just are very, very impatient with now.
Yeah.
So while you're asking me to be compassionate, I'm like, girl, bye with that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's okay, Gam. We can bloop.
Well, I've already cursed like 17 times. But it is so up to white people to fix this problem.
Tired.
It's not tired. Right, exactly. That is part of the pressure. And I understand that you're fed up. I would be fed up too. I totally get it.
I don't have any answers. I don't know what the solution is, and I don't know what I want you to do.
Right, right.
I know what I want done. I just want some compassion.
Because at the end of the day, I think the biggest issue is that part of the privilege is that you don't have to give a until it's time to give a.
Right.
And that comes at different points.
That's what happened to me, for sure. I didn't have to. That's exactly right. Because I think the biggest issue for me as a white person is that everybody's so scared to ask questions.
Yes.
They're so scared to have uncomfortable conversations. It is hard to say to two black women, hey, what can I say? Like, I want to be, you know, I want to be respectful and I want to be inclusive. Tell me how. I want to ask those questions because I want to be educated.
Right.
I want to ask, you know, any sort of marginalized group, what is the most respectful way to refer to you, to include you. You got to go head first into deep things and get in trouble and say stupid things to learn how to say smarter things.
See, but I also think
that
something we got to make some room for people to say stupid stuff sometimes because at the end of the day, what we can't deny as black people is that white privilege has been going on for so long that there is an unconsciousness and not every slip of the mouth, not every action is racist. It's just not knowing.
And it was bad habits.
It's bad habits.
I did this thing. I remember seeing a black man outside of my house in Bel Air at my neighbor's yard, and I was so over the top ridiculous about accepting. I'm like, hey, I live right over here. I'm Chelsea. What are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, too much, like, overly solicitous.
Right.
And of course, and I met with this female director, a black woman, who was like, you know, when you do that, black people, we know what you're doing.
Doing.
Obviously.
And it's annoying.
That's me overcompensating. It's about starting the conversation, and white people are so defensive about white privilege because if they admit that they are benefiting from it, then they have to do something about it.
Right.
Right.
White people, they're fragile about this, right?
Right.
They're so filled with anger. anger and yeah. so filled with rage. And when you're so filled with anger and you're so filled with rage, you want to put that on something.
And I know that there's so many of us that, you know, it's like white people have the problem. But for me, I just feel like everybody is coming from a different vantage point as well, too. So sometimes it just takes really continuing the conversation for maybe a point of view to really penetrate.
Yeah.
You know, for the idea to actually land.
So nice when a doorway, like, opens up in your brain.
Yes.
And then it leads to all these other doorways.
But that's why I feel like we can't close the door on communication. Chelsea, this
Jada.
Has been great. This has been fantastic.
Thank you so much for having me and talking about this.
Coming.
Thank you for welcoming me into your beautiful gargantuan home.
Thank you.
And thank you too, Gammy. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
On the next Red Table Talk, the respected evangelical pastor who finally decided to live her truth.
Pastor Paul
is now Paula.
As Paul, you were married, and I'm assuming that you loved your wife.
It's still hard.
And what her family thinks now.
Okay, my dad's gone.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is it. There'll always be that pain.
All on the next Red Table Talk.
It's nice to see you happy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And just beaming.
Now I just got to get my man and I'll be off and running.
We got Chelsea here with us today.
Let's talk about our family.
I got my sisters and me.
That part.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/redtabletalk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.